It's crazy, right? Like how attached we've gotten to our phones. Seriously, I was just thinking about how weird it feels to even be without it for like 5 minutes.
Totally.
Kind of ironic, given what we're diving into today.
Right.
You sent this article over all about digital detox, really piqued your interest,
It did, yeah.
which makes sense. It's everywhere these days, right? Everyone's talking about screen time.
Yeah.
But what I liked about this article, it wasn't about like ditching tech
Yeah.
completely, more about being, I don't know, thoughtful about it, mindful, hitting reset, as they put it.
Reset is a good word for it.
So let's unpack that. What do you say?
Yeah, let's. Because, research is showing just how big of a deal stepping back can be.
Yeah.
And it's not just like eye strain or whatever.
Yeah.
It goes way deeper. This is about our brains on the digital world. You know what I mean?
Totally. And the article doesn't sugarcoat it, like all the not so fun stuff that comes with too much screen time. More stress, anxiety, sleep getting messed up.
Big time.
Which, who hasn't been there, right? But then there's that thing where it's almost like the more connected we are, the less we actually get done. That whole productivity paradox thing.
And that's where it gets really wild. Our brains are wired to chase good feelings. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those notifications, every ping, every little buzz.
Oh, tell me about it.
It's dopamine, straight up, the feel-good chemical. But here's the thing, it's the same system that gets hooked on, well, not so healthy stuff too.
Whoa, okay.
So we get stuck in this loop, craving the next hit, the next update, even when it's kind of empty.
Wow. Okay, suddenly my scrolling till 2 a.m. habit feels a little less harmless.
Yeah, it's not about willpower, or being good or bad at unplugging. It's deeper than that.
It's like even when I know I should stop, it's hard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's powerful stuff, neurologically speaking. And that's why this whole digital detox thing is so fascinating, because if we can break that cycle, even a little,
The benefits are huge.
huge, yeah.
The article talked about better sleep, feeling calmer, thinking more clearly.
For sure.
And you know what? The sleep thing, for me, that's real. I mean, come on, who hasn't been guilty of phone in bed way past bedtime?
It's so easy to do.
The worst.
And it's not even just the time spent, though, that doesn't help. It's the light, that blue light from the screen. Basically, it tells your brain it's still daytime, which messes with melatonin. That's the sleep hormone. So, yeah, you're tired the next day, but it's deeper than that. It's like messing with your body's natural rhythm.
Which then impacts everything, energy, mood,
Oh, yeah.
everything.
Okay, I'm starting to see why this is more than just like a tech break. It's kind of fundamental.
Absolutely.
Okay, sold. Digital detox it is. But and maybe it's just me, but it's kind of, I don't know, where do I even start?
Yeah, it's easy to say detox, but then it's like, now what?
Exactly. Luckily, the article had some actual, tips.
Technical stuff.
Yeah. So step one apparently is goals, like actually deciding what you want.
Makes sense, right? Otherwise, you're just, I don't know, wandering around in the digital desert or something. Haha, totally. Like, are you trying to just be on your phone less overall? Or is it more like social media specifically? Or maybe even just like getting those evenings back?
It's so personal too.
Yeah. It's like, what bugs you about your tech use?
Because if you don't know why you're trying to change it,
Yeah.
good luck sticking to it.
Oh, for sure.
Oh.
Speaking of which, they also talked about these screen-free zones, which is kind of a funny way to put it, but.
I get it. It's boundaries basically, but for like your physical space.
Right. So dinner table, no phones. Remember when people actually, talked at dinner?
Your good old days. Or how about the bedroom? That one's huge for sleep.
Which reminds me of another tip. This one's kind of specific. Have you heard of the Pomodoro technique?
Oh, yeah, classic.
Right. So it's like you work for these chunks of time, 25 minutes usually, then a break. But the break is key.
No tech. That's the part everyone forgets.
Right. No scrolling. It's like mini digital detoxes all day long.
Which honestly is way more doable than being like, okay, this weekend, no phone.
Exactly. You go crazy. But it's funny because even with those little breaks, it made me realize I don't even know what I like doing offline anymore.
Yeah, and the article talked about that too. It's not just about like any
It's
activity.
got to be something you actually find engaging.
Because otherwise you're just going to be like, ugh, I'd rather be scrolling.
Right. Like they use gardening as an example, actually, getting your hands dirty, literally.
It's about finding that thing that makes you forget to check your phone. That's how you know it's good.
Okay, so far this is all making sense. But I gotta ask, what about all the real world stuff that gets in the
No,
way?
I know exactly what you mean.
Like FOMO, that's a big one, and then work stuff. Always. How do you detox from that?
Oh, yeah, those are big ones. FOMO, work. That's
Ah,
real life, right?
the worst. So what they say, just like power through it.
Kinda, but not exactly. With FOMO, it was more like flipping the script. Instead of thinking you're missing out by not being
We're
online.
choosing to like actually be where you are.
Yes, it's like, would you rather scarf down an amazing meal or actually taste it?
Okay, that's a good analogy.
And work, yeah, that's tougher. But it's not about becoming a hermit, it's the boundaries thing
Oh,
again.
right.
Email time is this time. People know when you're available, when you're not.
Giving yourself permission to not be on all the time, which honestly is kind of scary in this day and age.
It's a shift, for sure. But it's about who's in control, you know, the tech or you.
Deep.
Right. Like it's supposed to be a tool, not the other way around.
It's funny, when I first thought digital detox, I pictured something way more extreme, like tossing my phone in a river, living in a cabin.
I've been there.
Yeah.
But the article's point was it doesn't have to be this huge thing.
It's more like a lifestyle change, not a total overhaul.
Yes. They called it digital hygiene, actually.
Digital hygiene. Okay, now I'm really intrigued.
It's like, imagine your living space, right?
Yeah.
If it's cluttered, messy,
Right.
are you relaxed there?
Don't even get me started. My anxiety just spiked.
Right. But if you clean up, organize a bit, suddenly it's calmer, more you. Digital hygiene is that, but for your online life.
So, unsubscribing from junk emails, organizing my apps, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Being aware of those spaces
Yeah.
and deciding how you want them to feel.
Okay, that I can get behind. But one last thing from the article, and this one kind of blew my mind.
Hit me with it.
They said, tech can actually help with the detox.
It sounds weird, right?
Total contradiction.
But remember, it's a tool. How we use it is what matters.
So not about hating on all tech, it's about being picky, like apps that help you be more mindful, not less.
Exactly. Using it to support those boundaries, not be controlled by it, being the boss of your own digital world.
Love it. So it really all comes back to awareness, huh?
Yeah.
Paying attention to how it makes us feel, then making choices from there.
100%. Finding that balance where tech makes your life better, not more stressful.
Everything in moderation, as they say, including moderation.
Now that's deep.
Well, on that note of profound digital wisdom, we've reached the end of our deep dive. But before we go, one last thing to ponder. If you could reconnect with just one thing in your life by disconnecting a little more, what would it be? Something to think about, experiment with.
I love that. Sometimes the best stuff comes when we unplug and rediscover.
Truth. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us. And until next time, happy disconnecting.